Okay. We last time learned that despite the fact that everything is decreed from Hashem, everything is b'gzeirosoy, through His gzeira, through His decree, still, surprisingly, there is a mitzvah, and there is an inyan of ishtadlus. One should put an effort to be mishtadl, to put in the efforts to bring about the desired results. And it seems almost as an exercise in futility, because if everything is b'gzeira, so, you know, why the effort? Why can't I just sleep, you know, laze around? Well, the Meiri Taka says that that's one of the reasons. The reason for ishtadlus is because laziness is not a good midah. A person shouldn't be lazy, and therefore, I think the Chavos HaLevavos himself said that if a person didn't have to work, he would find himself doing nothing, and then that would lead him to do all kinds of foolish things. So there is an inyan, and it seems the most accepted or the most general concept in terms of ishtadlus seems to come from the fact that ein soimech al hanes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to rely on miracles. When we rely on miracles, we're expecting the miraculous, and we may not deserve the miraculous, because a person needs merit for a miracle, and when he does gets a miracle, it reduces his merit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to maximize our merits and maintain and hold on to our merits, be rewarded for those merits in the eternal world, and therefore in this world, he says, don't go in for miracles. You know, do a ishtadlus, make it, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, ef shal biderech hateva, possible that rash that. That naturally it could happen, so it's not necessarily a miracle, so you don't have to use up your schusim, and you'll have greater merit that will stand you well later on. And that's the inyan of hishtadlus. And he goes into different forms of hishtadlus to let us know. But I was reminded today of a little incident which happened many years ago. But I think it points out the danger of hishtadlus. And we have to, although we're obligated to perform hishtadlus, we certainly should be forever cognizant of the shortcomings and the dangers that could develop. The story was that many years ago, an individual had sent me a FedEx with a check for the yeshiva, a check of whatever it was, $25,000, I think, at the time. And the whole day long, I'm waiting, FedEx, the most reliable of services. It comes at, it should be there by 10:30 in the morning, according to what he indicated. And 3 o'clock came and went, the bank closed in those days, and no check that was so direly needed. I remember at 3:02, I saw it on the car clock, I called my wife up, and I said, I don't get it. I was very frustrated. FedEx? Everybody uses FedEx, the best of all the services. Why? What? For everyone it works except for me. And she pointed out, she said, the whole day you were relying on the FedEx and not on Hashem. The whole day, I didn't once think of Hashem and Bekesha to this $25,000 check, because it was in the FedEx bag. What after FedEx? Shferek shmerek, there's nothing. Ein oid milvadoi. It's only the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when we're mishtadl, I was ishtadlus, I called somebody, he says he's going to send the check, I'm looking for the check, I want to put the check. All that is ishtadlus, but the danger of ishtadlus is don't think it's the ishtadlus. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein oid milvadoi. And if you rely on the hishtadlus any way other than the fact that I'm just doing what I got to do, it chalila can make serious problems, because it has nothing to do with the results. V'hadoimelezen, he gives another example of the hishtadlus. Ki ho'odom, ki ho'odom, afal pisha kitzo, yomidas yomov, kshurim, b'gzeres, ha'boris boruch. his time and the extent of his, the measurement of his days, how long he's going to live, and so forth, is b'gzeira from Hashem. Yet a person has to be mishtadl and in this world and do those things that cause and help life and food and drink and clothing and dwelling, a place to live, according to his needs. According to his needs, he has to do it, not just a little bit. Shouldn't leave this on Hashem, even though in reality it's a kol b'gzeiros. So Hashem really is goyzer the way it should be, and Hashem really provides the way it is, and Hashem really takes care of the way it is, and what he wants will be, and what he doesn't want will never be. We still have the obligation to deal with all of these issues. Sheyema. Don't leave it to Hashem and say, if Hashem's gzera has proceeded and said that I should live, then my soul will remain inside my body my entire life, even without any food. What do I have to work to make a living? What do I have to work to get food? What do I have to work to get anything? I don't have to put in any work. I'll remain alive even if I eat nothing. Obviously, that's not the right way. Person shouldn't put himself in dangers because, trust Hashem. If it was nigzar, it was nigzar. If not, I trust Hashem implicitly. He's going to drink poison. Oh, maybe I'll start a fight with a lion today and other bad animals without being forced. He says, if you're forced, that's a different story. You know, then Hashem will help you. But you're not doing anything wrong. But if you're not forced, I'm to go into the lions then to start up with the lions. I'm going to throw myself in the yam, into the sea. I'm going to throw myself into a fire. And a person is not sure about these things happening and he's going to put himself in danger. He doesn't know what's going to happen. This is not the way to do things. And this, the Chavis Halavuvah says, is included in what the Torah says, do not test Hashem. And here the Pasalechem says, if a person puts himself in danger because a happy tochen and bad happens, so ulai chas v'sholom yahar achaze, may have a hero. I put myself in danger. I have such bitochen in Hashem. I put myself in danger. I went and invited the danger, and now something bad happened. You might start to think he or others say, "Mibilti yichodes Hashem." You know why this happened to me? I trusted him. You know why this terrible thing happened? Because he's not so strong like he's cracked up to be. It comes out as if he's testing Hashem. It's not that he intends to test Hashem, but the fact that he puts it in a situation where now it's going to look like, well, we're testing Hashem, we have to see what's going to happen. People will look and say, hey, he had bitochen, and it didn't work for him. That's creating like people looking and saying that Hashem doesn't have the power, and that's the equivalent of testing Hashem. If the concept of testing Hashem is not so much the test. He's not so makpid on the test. He's makpid on the passing of the test. Because if it's a test that he's going to pass in the eyes of people, then he doesn't object. Like by Meiser. By Meiser it says, you're allowed to test Hashem in Meiser. There's nothing wrong with testing Hashem because the Achrenim say the Pshat is because for sure he's going to deliver. He promises if you give Meiser, you'll get rich. You won't be lacking. You won't miss it, and you're going to get rich. Maybe you won't miss it immediately. You won't get rich later on, eventually. And therefore, you can test Hashem, because for sure it's going to happen. It's not going to come out that he didn't deliver. But in this, there's no promise. He might not deliver. You're putting your trust in Hashem. He might not deliver. And therefore, you ended up with a chil Hashem. And then he continues. Keinenu nimlat bozeh me'echod mishnei dvorim. Because if a person puts himself in danger, then he's not going to get out easily with one of this, either one or two possibilities. Oshiyomus, yeah, he might die if he puts himself in danger. And if that happens, v'yehu ha-memis es atzmo, he'll be his own murderer. You put yourself to death, you put yourself in danger. V'hu nitba al ze kilo hemizulosim ibnei odom, and he will be taken to task for this as if he put someone else to death. Because you actually did something to put yourself to death. You put yourself in danger. It's all big Zeres Hashem, but you acted, and you think when a person is shot, if you shoot a person, it's not big Zeres Hashem, it's always big Zeres Hashem. But you acted in such a way as to put yourself in danger, then you are considered the one responsible for that death if it takes place. If he kills someone, even though the death in this way is only b'gzeiras elikim, is only by Hashem's decree and with His permission, so you really didn't do anything. It's all from Hashem. But since you put yourself in that situation, it's considered as if you did it. And we are warned. The Torah warned us not to kill any person in any Gilgul, no matter what. He's a Gilgul of somebody else. No one is permitted. Loi sirtzoch, the Torah says. You can't kill anybody. Murder is forbidden. V'chol asher yiyah mumos korav el hamemis. And the closer the one who dies will be as a relative to the one who kills him. In other words, the closer that your relative is to you, that a person kills a closer relative, yiyah onesh yoseh roi. The punishment will be even more appropriate. You killed not only a person, you murdered your relative, a closer person. It's even more appropriate you should get punished. Kimo shekosav al rodfoi b'cherev ochiv v'shicheis rachamov. Just as the Pasuk says in Omos, he pursued a redif with the sword his brother, and he destroyed his rachamim. And the Tov HaLavonot says, even though he should have had rachmonis on his brother, it's a tremendous chait because he should have had rachmonis. Certainly, a person who puts himself to death or puts himself in danger and doesn't have rachmonis on himself. Now, I think here we see something that's very interesting. Agav Urcha, and that is as follows. It sounds like, what's he talking about? He says, if a person puts himself in danger, it's as if he killed himself. And the Torah said, you're not allowed to kill. And then he says, and if the murdered person is closer relative to you, then it's even more appropriate that you get punished, because it says, v'shiches rachmov, you're destroying your rachmonis. It sounds like that the issue of murder, as serious as it is, which is the most serious of serious, take a person's life away. But the truth of the matter is, that's b'gzeira. That's a gzeira from Hashem. If the person's supposed to, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, every bullet has an address. Says if the person is supposed to go, he'll go. And if he's not supposed to, it's not going to happen. So what I did was just what was supposed to happen. That's true. But on another level, what did I do? It's Yoseh Roy the Einish. It's even more when it's a close relative. Why? Shiches Rachamov. You breached, you broke, you destroyed your Midas HaRachamim. You ruined your Midas. It sounds as if the Chomer of murdering someone who's a close relative or oneself, and maybe even it sounds like that is the basis of the terrible seriousness of the murder itself, is because you are destroying your rachamim. In terms of the result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the result. If it's supposed to be, it'll be. If it's not supposed to be, it won't be. But what have you done? You've murdered, but you've destroyed your midas rachamim. It seems that keeping our midas intact is a critical essence of Torah living. And I think that it might be worthwhile for a moment to spend a little bit of time just on appreciating that concept, because truth be told, a person without a deep-rooted sense of mercy, without a deep-founded sense of kindness, of chesed, without a sincere sensitivity and concern for other people, can't really put his trust in Hashem. Because the concept of trust in Hashem emanates from the appreciation of the attributes of Hashem. He is chesed. V'ani, David HaMelech said, b'chastecho botachti. I trusted in your chesed. How does the Pasuk say?
Uh,
there's another pasuk with rachamim. Ato Hashem lo yisichlo rachamecho mimeni. You Hashem, your mercy will never be withheld from me. Chastecho v'amitecho tomi yitzruni. It's about chesed and rachamim. The midah of chesed and the midah of rachamim, Hashem's kindness and Hashem's mercy. Hatoiv, he's the good. Ki lo yicholu rachamecho, whose mercy never ceases. He sees Klal Yisrael and he feels that mercy. V'hamarachim, and he has mercy. Ki lo samu chasedecho, it isn't just the feeling of pain and mercy, but his chesed, he does, he acts upon it. These things never cease. His mercy is endless. His commitment to act upon and with that mercy and do chesed is endless. And that's why me'olam kivino lo, forever we've put our trust in him, because those are the midas upon which trust in Hashem is built. If that's the case, who can trust? Only a person who's trustworthy. Who can trust that somebody is truthful? Only a person who's truthful. You know, the best way to tell a liar is if a person can't believe that you're telling the truth. If they don't believe you're telling the truth, you know the guy's a liar. Because if he would not lie, then why should he assume that you lie? He assumes you lie. Why? Because he would also lie. He says, a Baal Chesed can appreciate that there's Chesed in the world. A Baal Rachamim can appreciate the mercy in the world. But a person who lacks in the Midas HaChesed and the Midas HaRachamim cannot appreciate the Midas HaChesed, the Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he can't put his trust in him. Since to trust Hashem, part of what we need is the trust in his kindness. I know his kindness is overwhelming, his mercy is overwhelming, he's caring, he's loving, he's merciful, he's pained and our suffering, he's so highly motivated to do chesed for us. It's only then that I can truly appreciate Hashem's kindness and chesed and put my trust in him. So this emphasis on midos is really not only a part of the purification and glorification of the human being, which Chazal say that Torah mitzvah was only given to refine human character, and this refined human character is becoming worthy of the blessing and the gift and the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to place upon us. That's besides the point. But without a deep-rooted sense of kindness and without a deep-rooted sense of mercy, we cannot find the trust in Hashem's kindness and mercy, because we can't imagine it. We can't relate to ourselves. But a person who's truly a Baal Rachamim can imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim is even more infinite than his. And a person who's truly a Baal Chesed can imagine that as well. V'chei mi shehemis es atzmo yeh onsho godol b'li sofek. One who puts himself to death, not only he puts himself in danger, he commits suicide. His punishment will be very great, without a doubt. V'pnei shem misholoi bozeh ke'evet. He's put like an eved. His moshel, he's compared to an eved. Shetzivo adinov lishmo mokom lezman yodua. I want you to watch this place. The master says to his eved for a limited amount of time. And he warned him, don't leave the place, that little door that I'm telling you to watch, until my agent comes and tells you to leave. And then he sees that the shliach is not coming. Nifrad min hamokum koydim bo. He separates himself from the place before the shliach comes. And his master gets angry at him, and he punishes him a great punishment. You were given a mission. How could you kill yourself? And it seems also that the what is he saying? He says a person whose meimis is atzmoi, his einish is going to be godel. Now again, what do you mean you killed yourself? Well, you can't kill yourself. It's like you can't commit murder unless it's supposed to be. You can't commit suicide unless it's supposed to be. So, what are you doing? What's so terrible? But what you're doing is, look what you're doing. You were given a job. You were given a tafkid. You were given something to watch. And you don't watch it. Just like the Eved that was told to watch a certain thing and he didn't watch it. How angry his master is going to be. And I wonder if there isn't a deeper significance to this. To this concept. You know, in a generation of suicidal people, and unfortunately we do live in a suicidal generation, the suicide rates are significant. and the substance abuse and drug overdose rates are very significant, and that is tantamount to, certainly very closely related to the concept of suicide. And we find in this world that more than not, people are complaining about the fact that they have no life. Like, what am I doing here? What's the purpose? What's the tachlis? What am I here to accomplish? What am I accomplishing? What do I need it for? I have no life. There's no point. What's the point of it all? What's the tachlis? They feel a lack of tachlis. I wonder if the Chovas HaLevavos isn't telling us over here. He says, listen, in terms of taking your life, if it's supposed to be, it'll be. If it's not, it's not. But you know why you deserve such a punishment? Taking a life? Okay, that's a halbitzara. But, you know, that you won't be able to succeed unless Hashem wants it. But what are you doing? You're an eved, you have a tough kid. And you compromised it, you left the job, and you ran away. I wonder if hinted in this is not the idea that, you know what can prevent one from taking his own life? The fact that he has a purpose. Look at the purpose of it. The Moshe says, your master told you to do something. I have a job. I can do something. I have a tafkid. I have a life. I have a purpose. That's a purpose. Now that I have a purpose, I can feel better about it. And it's sort of the existence of purpose can counter that threat or that consideration of even committing suicide. Another thing, he says, one who puts himself in danger goes out from serving Hashem to rebelling against Hashem. One who puts his life in danger is not only not serving Hashem, missing up on the service opportunity as the previous Moshel, but he's rebelling too against Hashem. He's putting himself into danger. That's an open rebellion against Hashem. He says, Shmuel Anovi. He says to Hashem, he says, how can I go? Shaul may kill me. And that wasn't considered a chesaron bitochen. Why don't you have bitochen? Hashem is going to protect you. But it wasn't a chesaron bitochen, because it was rather a part of his service of Hashem. Part of my service of Hashem is to make sure that I am protected, is to make sure to protect myself, is to make sure that I am safe and sound and secure, because that is part of what my tafkid is, and that is what Hashem wants. Achoyso atshuva lekim. Hashem answered him, no, this was appropriate. Eglas bocho, tikach biyodecho, maratel izbech, Hashem bosi, usho inyan, and he actually indicates that he is to be, he's found worthy for this, because a person is responsible to take charge and take care of his own existence, and that's not a chesoron in any way of bitochen, fear of losing his life, that's just the proper effort to make sure that it's maintained. If this would be a lack of bitochon, Hashem should have answered Shmuel, what are you worried about? I take care of ending lives, and I take care of sustaining lives, and I heal, don't worry, or something like that. Just like he said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe said, "Ki kvad per kvad loshon." So Hashem said, "Mi shom lo adam per, mi yosum ilay mecher shabikecho iver." Hashem answered him and said, "You worry about speaking. I am the one who gives speech." He doesn't say over here, "I'm the one who takes care of you." He just, because what Shmuel was doing was appropriate, because he is supposed to guard himself as part of his ishtadlus, and it wasn't a lack of bitochen; it was rather a performance of his hishtadlus responsibility. V'im Shmuel, im toim tzidkosoi, v'heikel ikonis v'sibo k'tana misibo sasakono, af b'shoi nichnas bo b'mitzvus habori yizborach, and he says like this, Shmuel, with all of his tzidkis, who today can reach the level of Shmuel Anovi, was not meikel to put himself even in any sakona, even though Hashem told him to go to Shaul. But he says, no, how can I go? Shaul's going to kill me. So, and that's appropriate. That's what he did. But certainly, he says, "Kol sheken sheyezeh meguna mizulosim mibilti mitzvos haber yisala." Certainly, this attitude would be terrible from someone else, especially when Hashem didn't tell us, and we're going to say we're afraid to go. There's no fear to go. It's just a question of I have to do what I have to do. Said another thing that could happen is that a person puts himself in danger, and rather than succumbing to the danger, he said there were two possibilities. If a person puts himself in danger, either he'll succumb to the danger, and even though that was big zera of Hashem, he still considered as if he took his own life, or he did this terrible avera. The other possibility is, now he's going back to the other possibility, or he could be saved with Hashem's chesed. He puts himself in danger, and he's supposed to live, and Hashem will save him. A miracle will happen. But just like it says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, a person shouldn't put himself in a place of danger. And he's going to say, Hashem will make a miracle for me. Why? Because maybe he won't make a miracle for you. How do you know? You don't know for sure. And if he does make a miracle, it takes away from your merit. And neither of those does Hashem want. Hashem doesn't want to put you in the... He wants you to put yourself in a place of sakona, and therefore say, he's going to make a miracle. And if he makes a miracle, he doesn't want that either. Why not? I made a miracle for you. Yeah, but once he made a miracle for you, he has to charge you for it. He'd rather not deplete your resources. He'd rather not deplete your cash. He would rather allow that to serve you well in the world to come, in the future. And therefore, he says, don't rely on miracles. Don't put yourself in that dangerous situation, because I would much rather reward you eternally. For Omar Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom Kotoyinti Mikol HaChasodim V'omar ha-metargim b'pirusha z'irin z'chvosi mikol chistin u'mikol tovin. Yaakov Avinu said that my schusim are too small for all the chesed that Hashem does. And this we mentioned before, but it's a very, very pertinent point. It is, as far as Hashem is concerned, He does not want us to put ourselves in situations where we're going to have miracles, because our merit is too small. And one of two things will happen. Either we don't have enough merit for a miracle, and then we wouldn't get the miracle, and bad things can happen. And even if we muster the merit for it through our bitochen, or we had previous merit for it, but there's another problem. Because if, in fact, Hashem has to do for us a miracle, He must take away from our schusim, He charges us for it, it depletes our account from the eternal world, and Hashem would much rather have us enjoy the blissful eternity of the Gan Eden, of the Olam HaEmes, of the Olam HaNitzchi, rather than to be showered with a little bit of blessing in this world, which really can't take us too far. Let's continue. He says, just as we said by life and death, so too when it comes to causes, doing effort for health, mozon, food, malbish, clothing, dira, housing, and for good character, and to distance ourselves from the opposite. He says a person also has to be mishtadl, not just for life and death matters to protect his life, but he also has to be mishtadl for health, for food, for clothing, for housing, and for midos tovos, and to distance himself from the opposite. Now it's very interesting how once again midos tovos, good traits of character, get included in this whole package. Because a person can't rely on Hashem, that just as Hashem takes care of my parnosa, my food, my house, my clothing, my everything else, He's going to take care of my midas too. He said, take care of my midas too. If I have a good midas, he'll give me good midas, he'll give me bad, whatever I have, he'll all take care of everything. That's wrong. A person has to be mishtadl in all of these areas. The question is, though, a little bit, that the hishtadlus in the other areas, it seems that there's a gzera. In other words, a person, his mozen is nigzar, his malbush is nigzar. It seems that the midas are also, in a certain sense, included in that. There are people that were born good people, that are born sensitive people, that are born kinder people. There are people that are born less kind. They have more mercy, he has more kindness, he has more truth, he has more justice, he has more this. But all of that is not what it's about, because we have the responsibility to work on ourselves. To just as we have responsibility to worry about our health and our food and our clothing and our housing, we have the same responsibility to make sure that we develop and perfect our traits of character and to distance ourselves from those that are inappropriate. But I have to put in all the effort, together with the realization that all the effort that I put in is not going to help me at all, except for the decree that Hashem has decreed. And that again is that difficult, difficult concept. I have to put in the effort, I have to work with myself or on myself in the midos, and at the same time I have to know clearly, Beirur Emunosoi, the clarity of that belief, that all of the efforts that I do don't help at all, unless it's big zera. Now here I assume that the pshat is that's a good question. Are the efforts helping through the gzera, or the efforts do nothing, elo, everything is big zera? Now let's read the text. He says, I have to know imbeir emun. He says, all the hishtadlus that I have to do is with beirur emunosoi, with the clarity of the belief that all of the causes, all of the efforts that I do, ein moel esoi se bezek klum, doesn't help him at all in this. Elo b'gzer sabar yisborach. Only with the gzer of Hashem. So does that mean, only with the gzer of Hashem, that means that the efforts help, but only with the gzer? Or does it mean like you've seen before? Efforts don't do anything. It all happens only with the gzera. The efforts are the chiyuv that we have in order not to rely on miracles, so that we make it, Hashem has to spend less of our schusim to award us and reward us with that which He wants to give us. That would seem to be the pshat, that the efforts do nothing. The only thing that works is the gzeir from Hashem. And let's see the example, then I want to maybe base this or show that this idea is right from someplace else. A baladoma, a farmer, has to plow and he has to clean out the thorns and to seed and to water. And if he has water, well, he should trust Hashem that Hashem will take care of it and guard it from all the dangers that tear it to us, and he will make much the produce, the yield, and he will bless him. He shouldn't leave the field, the earth, without working it. He says, with trusting, I said, maybe I won't do any work. I'll sit on the farm, I won't do any work. With my trust in the gzeira of Hashem, that he's going to do everything as he sees fit anyway. No, that's the wrong thing. A person has to work, but trust Hashem that Hashem will do it. You have to do your work and trust that Hashem will make it happen. Now here too, it seems that I'm doing my work, I'm not trusting Hashem that my work will succeed. I'm trusting Hashem that He'll make it happen. The difference is like this. And just maybe we'll conclude with this idea. The Sipurnu on the Posuk in Tilim, Ono Hashem Rishiono, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. So the Sipurnu says that Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, please Hashem, we beg you, allow us to be successful. He says that success that we're referring to is a success to be Mishtadl. not a success in the result, but a success, hatzlicho no, to do the proper hishtadlus. It seems that we don't ask to crown our efforts with success. We ask for success in doing the right efforts. But crowning the efforts, we don't ask for. In fact, what we do ask for is, Hoshiono, save us, Hashem, you do everything, and just help us to do the right thing. And it seems that that's the idea over here, that he says, with the knowledge that all of the Hishtalus does nothing, meaning, everything I do is absolutely nothing. Everything is Bigzeres Hashem. And I ask Hashem, Hoshiono, please save us, do the right gzera. Hatzlichono, make us successful. That's just make our hishtadlus, the successful hishtadlus, make us successful in being mishtadl properly. Let's choose the proper hishtadlus, let's choose the proper profession, let's choose the proper day to plant and the proper day to seed and the proper day to harvest or whatever it may be. Let us be successful in our hishtadlus. But we ask not for you to crown our efforts with success. We ask that you do it all by yourself. Oishiono means you save us. Hatzlichono, help us to be mishtadl. And that would seem to be the concept. It seems from this, and it seems from the Sipuna, that it would be wrong to say, Hashem, I'm putting in efforts. I want you to crown my efforts with success. I want you to make my efforts successful. In fact, I think the Chayes HaLavova, someone says, I can't remember whom, someone says that it's a Chesed Hashem that he allows us to do these efforts because then at least, he allows the efforts to succeed because then at least we feel that our efforts weren't wasted. Sounds like not that our efforts are succeeding. The success comes from him directly. Everything is directly from Hashem. Ono Hashem Ishiono means he does everything, he performs everything, he makes everything happen. Hatzlichono, as we just asked, for the ability to do the right hishtadlus. And I think that it might also be significant, maybe, gedarshent, but it might be, that the Ono Hashem Ishiono comes first. I would have said, if this is the pshat, Hatzlichono, give us Hatzlocho Hashem, that we should make the right hishtadlus, and now we ask you, please make it happen. But no. We're not supposed to look at it that way. We're supposed to look at it, there's one thing in our tefillahs, first we say, Ono Hashem Ishiono, save us, make it happen. That's what counts. Make it happen. That's the whole story. There is nothing more. Then I also say, Hatzlichono, we should also be mishtadl properly, but it really is not relevant. I don't need the hishtadlus first. The hishtadlus doesn't have to precede the success, because the success is from Hashem. The hishtadlus doesn't bring about anything. It's just two things. I have to do my hishtadlus, besides the fact that I have to know it's all from Hashem. So I ask Hashem, Hishiono, and after that I ask Hashem, Hatzlichono, in the proper hishtadlus. Okay, I think we'll stop over here, and Beres Hashem, continue next time.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org. Where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.